mentioned that there are no colored
people. No colored people. I do not have a colored person registered. But. No, other than I have participated in the State Association of Arkansas County Clerks, and I am now acting as Secretary and Treasurer of the State Association. I was kind of proud of that. For the association, too.
For the association. How many people do you have working in the office?
I have 3 full-time hands now, besides myself, and a school girl that comes in the afternoon. She's working on a school program, GCE program.
Well, can you make a quick switch now from your professional duties to what you recollect about food? Again, I'm interested in what actually was said in the family. In many of these terms, did you always call the things that you ate food or some combination of food or combination?
We use the term, or I have heard the term, grub.
Grub. Well, that's interesting. In that, rather than vittles.
Yes, I've heard the word vittles.
I see. But in your family, you say grub.
Yes.
That's interesting. That's, many of these terms, as you explained, vittle assumes more in the south. Grub is more in the midsection.
Yes.
For example, as far north as I lived in Adam, it was grub, never vittles.
But we possibly, this could have stemmed from some of my forefathers coming from the northern part of the United States. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
But, which would you think most people would be comfortable with, grub or vittles?
Either one. I've heard either one used. I've heard people say, let's go get some vittles. Mm-hmm. Or the grub is ready to eat.
Mm-hmm. How about putting food in your mouth and then your mother might say, now watch your food well. Just chew your food or?
Yes, that's the word that we use, chew. If you heard another expression for that, I'd like to know.
Chew, chaw, chomp.
Well, I've heard that, but not in that respect.
I see. In what sense?
Well, a horse was chomping
his
corn or something like that. I never heard it referred to people. That was we eat between meals. We didn't have a snack. We eat between meals.
Snack is a later
term. Yes, that's a later term.
And was that ever called feasting?
I never heard it called. No.
That's an northern term, by the way.
Isn't it?
Feast between meals. And how about food that was cooked and then cooled and served a second time?
Warmed over.
And what did you have on the table to season it with? Just anything that you had on the table regularly?
Well, butter was one thing that we had, which was plentiful, and we used salt, pepper. Mm-hmm. Pepper sauce.
Pepper sauce.
Yes.
I love molasses.
Yes, we had molasses.
Have it in a regular stand?
Yes.
And all the time?
Molasses was something that you had all the time. I even remember the time when we didn't have funds to buy sugar and molasses was used for baking cakes, cookies.
Mm-hmm.